Sanctuarians. WOOC correspondent Melissa Bromley sat down with Sanctuary intern Cody Updike to talk about his photography and other work.
So what made you start to take pictures?
I started taking photos actually only a couple of years ago, but I got into photography because a friend of mine, he used me as a model when we were in high school. And so I just started doing it because I'm big into nature and I love to go for hikes. And so it kind of helped me like express myself and share my memories, my moments when I'm out in outdoors.
So your friend asked you to be a model and you thought, I could do that better.
I wouldn't say that, but we'll go there.
So how many years now have you been taking pictures for? I mean, you know, as a serious approach.
About 3 years now. I started really getting into it after I went on this trip down to the Florida Keys. And I was just sitting in the car forever, and I didn't really take many photos when I was down there. But, you know, I was always doing, like, these outdoor activities and seeing, like, these beautiful places. And on the way back, I got an Instagram, and I was just looking through it. I'm like, oh, man, I kind of want to share my moments like this. And so I started getting into photography that way.
So you saw that trip as a missed opportunity?
Yeah, because everyone, I started getting into photography because you see these moments that everyone shares, especially like with outdoor stuff. And so like I'd only have these memories inside of my head rather than like I could actually see them again and just like remember. Mm. And so I got into it by wanting to be able to remember these trips.
And you've been interning at the Sanctuary for how long now?
For just a couple months now. I met Steve when I was helping someone put solar panels in at his house.
Cool. And he said, this guy should be interning at the Sanctuary. No, you must have talked about your creative output and what you were studying at school.
Yeah, I kind of felt like I got shanghaied into it. I was with this guy named Doug, and we kind of went into his house, and Steve and Brenda were there, and they're cooking, and they just kind of started discussing what they were doing, and then they asked me like what I went to school for, and they told me I should intern here, and that's now I'm here.
I didn't know that. That's actually really interesting. I remember the first event you came to was, I think, a musical performance, and you were taking pictures.
It was a discussion on drone deaths over in Iraq, I believe.
Yeah, Asmat Khan came. And she was wonderful. She talked about the multiple years of research that she's been doing into civilian deaths in Afghanistan and Iraq.
It was a very moving performance. Yeah, that was the first time I came, and I think it was the first I actually got shown around as well, and just kind of got thrown into it, took some photos there. It was my first time shooting in an event, actually.
And so having taken photographs here, as well as your sort of nature pictures, is photography something that you could see as a career path?
Yeah, recently I've actually begun to expand it into like more of an art form besides just shooting nature. Like when I started here, I started shooting events, and now I've been going to more meetups and I've been doing a lot of portrait photography. So it's always an option to go do more of like engagement photos or like senior photos. I'll maybe get into that a little bit more, but I don't want to turn it into a business per se, because I feel like that could ruin like the art of it for me.
Yeah, it's sort of a balance. There's things that you can get paid to do, to take pictures of events, weddings, that kind of thing. And maybe that's less creative and perhaps less enjoyable than some of the more spontaneous and inspired work.
Yeah, I've been writing forever, since I think I wrote a first book in like fourth grade, but I guess what I'm getting to that is that it's always been like a storytelling experience for me. And so I don't want to ruin that art of creating a story through my images by doing it as much for business and just shooting like engagement photos, unless I could create something out of it that's beyond just putting it up on someone's wall to show they got a ring.
Where can people go to see some of the pictures that you've taken?
If you want to check out my website, thewayfaringstranger.me, or I'm also on Instagram as cupdyke22.
And what do you write?
I write a little bit of everything. Right now I have a adventure and travel blog. I also share short stories on my website. I do this segment called The Art of Visuals, which is mostly about photography. I'm currently working on a couple novels as well as just a number of short stories and thoughts from my head.
Wow. What is one piece of advice that you might give to artists who are maybe younger than you or just dabbling in some of these things?
It's really all about practice. Sometimes you could feel like you have like this creative block and it's hard to get through. So I always find that just putting your work into it is really what's going to keep getting your work better and better and better, and just putting all of your thought and energy into it. I heard this one expression by an artist. I want to say it's Ed Sheeran, but it's creating art is like turning on a faucet, like an old faucet. At first, like the water is like brown, but if you just keep working at it, it'll eventually clear up. And I don't know. I thought that was very powerful. It's just all about putting the work into it and putting in your 10,000 hours.
That's great. Is there anything else that you think our listeners should know?
Well, here at the Sanctuary, we're doing a lot of great stuff. And right now, we're doing a crowdfunding campaign for our Nature Lab. They're creating an education center. And so we always need help and need your guys' donations to help us turn this community around.
What about, that's interesting that you bring that up. What about the Nature Lab Center is exciting to you personally?
Well, for me, I'm incredibly passionate about the outdoors and about nature. And being in this environment where, especially in Troy, we're like this post-industrial spot where everything is kind of like decaying and just aging. And especially in the climate we are in now with the politics like leading away from education about climate change, is that we need to start from the bottom as a community and be able to improve our communities before we could improve the country as a whole.
Thanks, Cody.
That was Sanctuary intern Cody Updike talking about his work in and out of the sanctuary.